Hi and welcome to this MVA course on Windows Phone 8.1 Enterprise Mobility Management. During this course today, we're going to have a look at the EMM space. We're going to look at such things as mobile device management, which is the ability to take a device, enroll it, make sure that you can deploy policies out to that device, and ultimately be able to retire it with remote wipe. We're also going to have a look at mobile application management, which is the ability to go and deploy specific applications out to a device, be they from a side-loading perspective with a line of business app or from the store, so in this case, the Windows Store. We're also going to have a look at mobile information or mobile content management, which is the ability to take information and be sure that it's encrypted on a device, be sure that it is actually safe and secure, and that the information that's on that device is exactly what the business wants to be there. I, however, am not going to do all of this on my own. In fact, I'm not going to do very much of it at all inside of this course. Joining me from one of our customer support centres is David. David, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks for the intro. My name is David Alessi. I am one of the support topic owners for Windows Phone 8 and 8.1 in the enterprise space. My colleague will be presenting the second half of this presentation on MDM. So essentially what our team does is we not only support our biggest enterprise customers, but we also support the support team so they can do the best job and do the what's right for the customer.
So as David mentioned, we're going to be this is the first part of two module parts for this particular module. First off, we're going to have a look at the enrollment process inside of Windows Phone 8.1. And we're going to have a look at how we enable that enrollment process inside of our enterprise environment. Then in part two, we're actually going to go through using policies and settings and deploying those inside of our environment, deploying the policies and settings out to a particular device. So to start us off, the enrollment process, what's actually involved in that?
So the first step to any EMM, or in the case of this presentation today, MDM solution is going to be enrollment. So this is when the device not only discovers where the enrollment server is, but establishes a kind of trust that the user gives up some functionality from his device, but is given a lot of really powerful enterprise features that he can then use to be even more productive. So in the first slide, we're going to go over kind of a architectural overview of all the moving parts here. Hopefully this kind of helps you get a picture in your head and demystify this kind of complicated solution. So it all starts on the device. You go into the workplace application under settings. It's on the phone by default. Once there, you specify your credentials, and then the phone uses those credentials to perform an FQDN lookup for an enrollment server to enroll basically UPNs from the one that you specified. So if this fails, the phone will give you an option to manually specify where the enrollment server is located. Another way you can use this is if you have a test environment or a beta environment as well as a production environment, it's likely that only the production is going to have discovery set up. So if you need to enroll into your beta or test environment, you can simply force a failover by typing in some incorrect credentials and then manually specifying the location of your beta or test enrollment server. So once the enrollment server is found, either via the discovery service or via your own manual means, you will authenticate to it with your username and password, of course. Once authenticated, you will start to receive your first certificate. So the two involved in enrollment are the application enrollment token, or AET token, as well as the client or user certificate. So the purpose of these, AET token is a kind of a trust from the device to your environment, saying it's okay for you to sideload applications onto the device that aren't going through the normal channels of the Windows Phone Store. And the client certificate is not only for communicating via SSL and authentication, but also to identify the device and make sure that it's trusted by your environment. The next step is to get your first bunch of MDM policies and settings. We'll go into how that works a little bit later, but this is the step in the process where those policies come down for the first time. And then finally, you'll get the option to install the company portal and your first applications if there are any deployed at that time. So moving on, the first slide that we showed you was, like I said, infrastructural, but this is kind of the back end workflow of where all the pieces are going. So of course, it starts with you, the user, specifying your username and the discovery service finding the enrollment server. Once it's found, the device is going to ask the enrollment server for some parameters or some instructions of how it wants the enrollment request to be formatted, and also give the device a certificate so your credentials aren't just being passed over an open, clear text. It's going to be over HTTPS or SSL. So you'll get the certificate policy and a certificate. You'll authenticate. And then, like I said earlier, this is the time where you'll get your first set of device management policies and settings, as well as any applications and the company portal.
And speaking of the company portal, this is a great slide that shows us how you actually start to access all of the enrollment features from the Windows Phone itself, and it's all built in.
It's all built in. There are some MDM providers that there are a few more steps. You have to go into the store, get different applications, but today we'll be talking about all Microsoft stuff, all in-house stuff, specifically our Intune solution, along with our System Center Config Manager solution, which is really our most robust and most end-to-end solution. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on for today. So on this slide, you can see kind of what it looks like. So on the left, if you'll start with me, under settings, there is an application called Workplace. Within Workplace, you'll add an account. And in the next picture, you'll see I've actually forced a manual failover, and I can manually specify manage-beta.contoso.com for my test server. And on the far right, you'll see that I am enrolled in WPFW Intune. So I've shown you pictures, but now I'm going to show you the real deal. Here is a device, which I'm going to enroll. So here you have Windows Phone 8.1. I'm going to go to Settings. Enter the Workplace app, as I said before. So it's all there by default. Add an account down here at the bottom. And I'm going to actually be using my colleague Mike's credentials here.
And just like you said, the screen actually doesn't give you, at this point, the opportunity to manually specify the enrollment server. Obviously, you said that we would just enter some fake details here.
Right.
Which I'm guessing you've just done.
Well, actually, in our case, we don't have this discovery service running. So it's going to fail over, like we said. And here we're going to specify our beta server. So at the top, you can see it is looking for our settings. Hopefully it finds them.
Hopefully it's going to go off again. And is it going to use the email address there as the username to kind of populate that for the next stage of the process automatically?
Yes, it is. So in the case of the discovery service, for example.
There we go.
Yeah, well, you can see it here. It has already populated the email address I specified. So at this point, we've already authenticated to the enrollment server. And now we're going to, over SSL, authenticate to basically the environment. Very secure password. Okay, so now that we have authenticated, it's found our settings, and we've enrolled. So at this point, it's actually an option to install the company app. There are ways to force this on a user, so it silently installs, and we'll show you how to do that later. But for the time being, it is an option, but we will install it today. So as you'd see, we are enrolled in WPFW Intune. It's going to have some general information, who we're enrolled as, the server. And this is important down here, actually. So right now, as you can see, we're syncing the account. And the way you would do this manually is this sync button down at the bottom. And the reason that's important is the phone uses pull technology as opposed to push. Push technology is very intensive on the battery because it requires keeping an open connection to the server at all times, always keeping alive, always checking for updates. And so battery life really suffers under this kind of configuration. So what we've done in Windows Phone is at the time of enrollment, a polling period is specified. The default is 8 hours. It can be changed. But for our purposes, 8 hours is what we typically recommend. It's a scheduled task that runs every 8 hours, checks the server for any updates, and will pull them down at that time.
And it's kind of actually really useful that we're doing that on a poll schedule, because if we did just turn it on push, and we did start to suck away the user's battery, nobody would ever want to enroll their devices into the company because, well, they'd suddenly lose all of their battery life just by doing that. So you want to be really careful, I guess, with this to actually make sure that we don't over-specify the amount of poll time.
Definitely. There is definitely the temptation to, I want my users to have all the policies right away. And there are ways to do that, but we do recommend, like Simon mentioned, for battery concerns, that you don't get overzealous with the polling period. So now that it's synced for the first time, if you'll take a look at the phone, this is where we would sync manually again. So again, that's how you force a manual sync, and any policies can come down at that time. So the combination of polling as well as this manual sync is a really good solution for most of our customers. So now that we've shown you what enrollment looks like, I'm going to show you the company portal. There it is. As you can see, it's installed.
I like one of those nice little touches on Windows Phone 8.1. It actually tells you that it's a new app as well. Just appears at the bottom there. Very familiar to anybody that's using Windows 8.1 update.
Exactly. So now we are trying to authenticate to the basically where the portal is being hosted. So hopefully it'll go through.
Hopefully in a couple of seconds time that's going to come back with our company logon details and allow us to do it. I guess you might want to be pulling that schedule down if, for example, as an enterprise admin, you've made a change and you've actually said done this in response to some kind of question that maybe has come into the help desk. So you might want, somebody may have raised the call saying, my email's not updated, and then you go away, you look, and you find that you've got some sort of policy change that's not quite right, and then you put something new in place. You can always ask that user to go and refresh their schedule to go and do that pull synchronization.
Of course. And something important with the company portal is that it's not only just for applications. It supports things like push notifications. You can put like a Yammer feed on there. There's really a lot you can do with Windows 8.1 with the company portal. And there's also a ton of content on helping you develop a company portal that works for you as an organization and has all the features and use that you want. So it looks like this isn't cooperating, but I do have another demo with the company portal already installed. So hopefully this will work a little bit better. And as you can see, something that we didn't mention in the previous demo because we didn't have any policies is that during enrollment, when those policies first come down, you will get a prompt, in this case, for a password, if one is specified at that time. And something to note is there's no way for the user to get around this. He can't hit back out of it. He can't restart the device. There's no way around it. If you specify that the user needs a password, he's going to have to put one in to get through this screen. And actually, as I've been talking about this, we can see, what do you know? Our previous demo is actually working now. So let's go ahead and put in some credentials. Okay, so here we have our very own WPFW logo of sorts. And as you can see, these are all the devices that the user has enrolled already.
And that's a super important point as well, actually, because our idea here around being able to manage the person, not just the device, actually comes through in exactly that. You can see any other devices that this individual has actually already been enrolled. So their iPad might appear there, for example, or their Windows 8.1 desktop device.
Exactly. And like I've said before, the company portal is for a lot more than just applications. You can put your contact information there for any MDM or EMM specific support needs. So it can cut down help desk volume because your users know exactly who to contact for this type of issue. But for today, primary use for this is going to be for the applications that you can make available to your users to sideload. So none of these are in the store, but you can see they've been made available to this user. And in our case, we will install the Shapes application. And if it's installed, we can show you just how robust it is. So that was actually just a prompt to confirm with the user that, yes, they do really want to allow this app to be sideloaded. And hopefully we'll see it in our... So as you can see, Shapes has now been installed. And like I said earlier, quite robust.
And also really handy if you need to know what shape an ellipse is.
Of course. Right. So that goes over the company portal and enrollment. So now we're going to go back to the slide deck and talk about kind of, we've shown you company portal, and we've talked about it a little bit. So there are a lot of resources available online for you to help develop your company portal and kind of unlock that functionality, because it's really the face of your organization to an enrolled device. They're going to go there for updates. They're going to go there for IT contact information. If they're ever unsure, it's, you know, you can put updates and use and really make it your own.
Yeah, one of the questions that I've had quite a bit is why do we release this as a sample on MSDN? And the actual answer is it's a sample on MSDN. You're intended to be able to go and build this as your custom line of business application. It is intended to be that first point of contact. You don't just need to go and pick it up and just upload it as is. Although, if you don't have line of business app devs inside of your organization, you can just go and take it and upload it as is. It's ready to go. It's just that it gives you that opportunity to go a little bit further with it.
Exactly. And it's really just so you as an admin or an IT pro can say, what do I need out of this application? And if the base sample functionality is enough for you, that's great. But there is a lot more that you can bring into it to really make it your own and really unlock all that power. So back to the slide deck. We've already talked about company portal. We've already touched on sync. Again, just to reiterate, really important. Default is every 8 hours. It can be changed. This is determined during enrollment. But we recommend not messing too much because it can kill battery life if you are a little bit overzealous. So in the next section, we'll be covering policy and setting configuration. We've talked about enrolling, and you do get some settings during that time. But, of course, there are going to be a lot of times other than enrollment where you're going to want to push it down settings. And we're also going to go over kind of how it works on the back end. So for policy, you can push policies whether you are in a cloud-based or hybrid-based solution. So, again, in Microsoft's case, this is going to be Intune or System Center Config Manager plugged into Intune via the connector role. Both have very similar MDM policy setting configuration. My colleague will show you exactly what that looks like a little bit later. It's not too different from one to another. Where SCCM really shines is the end-to-end single pane of glass unified device management strategy or solution where you can manage not only phones, but tablets, desktops, laptops, what have you, all in SCCM, whereas Intune is focused more on it's easy to set up, it's easy to manage, but it doesn't have that robust functionality. So again, as an IT admin, IT pro, you want to say, what does my environment look like? What kind of needs do I have? And what solution best fits what I need? Moving on. So again, we've been talking about policies. How does it work exactly? So on the back end, we're using the Open Mobile Alliance Device Management Protocol. It's open source. It's an industry standard. So that means iOS supports it. Android supports it. Of course, Windows Phone supports it. And also all the MDM solutions, not just Intune and SCCM with Intune, but AirWatch, MobileIron, Good, all those other solutions are all using OMADM. So it's very unified across all these devices. And basically what that means is it's easy to look online and say, you know, I have these kind of devices in my environment. How do I manage them with OMADM? It's all in one place. It's all open source. It's easy to look up. And Mike and I will kind of help you explore that and really unlock the power of this kind of industry standard to manage all types of devices in your environment.
And one of the ways that we actually, you can see that is if you're, say, using, say, AirWatch as your MDM solution, when you go into Workplace to do your enrollment, you actually see the AirWatch logo inside of there because we've built that as a way that they can just directly push down their enrollment process as part of the workplace environment on a Windows Phone device.
Absolutely. So the OMADM protocol is basically a set of XML. So it's an XML format, specifically SyncML version 1.2 syntax. And what it comprises of is a bunch of CSPs and URIs. So again, a lot of acronyms. A CSP is a configuration service provider. This is something on the device that unlocks and allows the device to be managed. So it unlocks this functionality within the device. For example, the device lock CSP is going to kind of expose the functionality of the device lock nodes, like password set, yes or no. What is the length of a password that can be set? Complex characters, yes or no. Things like that. That's all managed by the CSP. So when the XML arrives on the device, it's going to be handled by an agent or a client. And then that client is going to use the CSP indicated to kind of implement the instructions that you have set server side. Moving on, we've talked a little bit about OMADM being open source and who supports what. So it is an industry standard, but that doesn't mean every device and every server supports every CSP. Now, there are a lot of them, and it's going to be pretty much public as to who supports what. As far as Windows Phone is concerned, you need to make sure that if you're using Windows Phones in your environment, what CSPs Windows Phone supports, and then what CSPs your MDM solution supports. And it's going to be different based on whether it's iOS, Android, or Windows Phone. And it's going to be different whether it's, you know, Intune, AirWatch, Mobile Iron, what have you. So you need to make sure that whatever you need in your environment, whatever is important to you, that not only do the devices support it, but the MDM supports it as well. And Mike and I will be showing you a little bit later that even though something might not be supported on the MDM server side necessarily, you can still push that XML manually, and we're going to go ahead and show you how to do that. And a final point I'd like to make on policies is it's not just MDM that can push out these kind of policies. Exchange Active Sync, Intune, MDM, what we've already covered, as well as O365, can all set CSPs, can all set nodes, can all use this kind of syntax. And it can get a little bit confusing as who's pushing what from where. Well, a quick rule is that whatever is the most secure policy is going to win in that case. So if Intune says 6-character password and Exchange Active Sync says 7, 7 is going to win in that case. But you can also use SyncML syntax to kind of get a GET request of what the node contains. It's kind of like a registry value read, right? If you're using, if you're familiar with group policy, for example, it's just setting registry keys. And you can query in a report what is contained in those keys to see what is actually being applied to the device. And that's something that we're going to kind of go into more later. And finally, we've been talking about CSPs, we've been talking about policies. We kind of have an image here on the slide to show you what it looks like for you visual learners to kind of get an idea. So on the right-hand side of the slide, we have kind of our architecture, our infrastructure, enrollment server, MDM server, application content management server. And on the left, we have a device. So depending on whether it's enrollment, whether it's device management, whether it's application deployment or management, there are going to be different clients on the phone that use different CSPs to unlock that functionality and implement the management settings that you dictate on server side. And that wraps it up for this presentation. Mike is going to be going over in the next presentation a little bit more in detail on how to set policies, a little bit more what they look like, and also what SyncML and OMADM looks like. But today you learned about enrollment, device management, pushing policies, how it all works on the back end, and finally we wrapped it up with OMADM and CSPs.